Jeremiah chapter 11. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, and said, Hear the words of this covenant, and speak them to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Cursed is the man who will not hear the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers on the day when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, when I said, Heed my voice and do these things according to everything that I command you, and you will be a people to me, and I will be God to you, in order to fulfil the oath which I swore to your fathers, that I would give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as on this day. And I answered and said, Amen, O Lord. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the open areas of Jerusalem, and say, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I have been giving a solemn testimony to your fathers, both on the day when I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and up to this day, rising early and giving testimony, saying, Heed my voice. But they did not heed, and they did not incline their ears. And each went in the obstinacy of his evil heart. And I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not do them. And the Lord said to me, A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah, and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have returned to the former iniquities of their fathers who refused to hear my words, and they have walked after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. That is why this is what the Lord says. I am about to bring trouble on them, which they will not be able to get out of, and they will cry out to me, but I will not heed them. And the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will proceed to cry out to the gods to which they burn incense. But they will not save them in the slightest in the time of their trouble. For the number of your gods was the number of your cities, O Judah. And to the tune of the number of open spaces of Jerusalem, you have set up altars to what is shameful, altars to burn incense to Baal. So don't you pray for this people, and do not raise a cry for help or a prayer for them, for I will not hear them at the time when they cry out to me because of their trouble. What entitlement does my beloved have to be in my house, with so many making the place a place of intrigue? And they neglect the holy flesh of the sacrifices which are due to you. When they neglect harming you, O Jerusalem, then you will rejoice. The Lord has called you a flourishing olive tree, the beauty of a fine fruit. At the sound of a great tumult, he lit a fire in her, and its branches were broken. And the Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil on you, on account of the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, which they undertook so as to provoke me to anger by burning incense to Baal. And the Lord made it known to me, and I came to know it. It was then that you showed me their works. But I am like a tame lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised plots against me and had said, Let us destroy the tree at its nourishment, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name is no longer remembered. But, O Lord of hosts, you who judge righteously, you who test kidneys and heart, I will see your vengeance on them, for I have revealed my contention to you. That is why this is what the Lord says to the men of Anathoth who seek your life, who say, You shall not prophesy in the name of the Lord, so that you do not die by our hand. That is why this is what the Lord of hosts says. I am about to visit them. The young men will die by the sword, their sons and their daughters will die of hunger. And there will be no remainder of them, for I will bring harm on the men of Anathoth in the year of their visitation.